Why is it that one of the most important commodities of our society today is our attention? And why is it important to be digitally minimalistic? And what are the consequences of not choosing such a path and the benefits of choosing digital minimalism? Hello, and welcome back to Stoic Spirituality, a podcast where I look through, analyze, and talk through quotes, books, or other thoughts I've come across over these last few years. My name is Jagan, and I'm a student of the human experience, trying to spread some knowledge out to the rest of the world. And so this topic for this podcast is digital minimalism. And through this podcast episode, we're going to go through what digital minimalism means, the problem we have in society today with digital overload, some of the principles that I kind of adopted in my personal life through Cal Newport's Digital Minimalism book, and then how we can work towards rebuilding our digital life. So in order to begin, we need to first define what digital minimalism is. So digital minimalism is kind of an overall life philosophy that we can use in order to prioritize and pick and choose the kind of digital products or services that we need, instead of simply picking every single service if there is a little bit of value derived from it. Over this podcast episode, I will touch on this idea of a minimalist philosophy versus maximalist philosophy. So let's define those right now. A minimalist philosophy, as we defined before, focuses on the simple, small, or like tight-knit level of products that we should use and we should prioritize in order to ensure that we get all of the benefits that we possibly can from social media use, but we're not digitally overloaded, or we do not spend far too much time and pay a larger cost by using too many services. The maximalist philosophy looks at every single service, and if it provides some kind of positive, we immediately adopt it into our overall system. We can immediately see the difference between these two philosophies, where a minimalist philosophy will look at every single product or service online, will analyze the value add to a regular life in terms of costs and benefits, and then pick and choose the ones that serve us the most, and allocate a set of time for said services. When you look at the maximalist philosophy, this simply asks us to look at a service, see if there's a singular benefit we can derive from it, and use that. For example, let's take a look at one of the most popular apps online right now, Instagram. So a minimalist philosopher looks at Instagram, sees there's a lot of friends they like to get updates on some regular basis, and allocates, say, 30 minutes a week in order to look at Instagram. This allows the minimalist to take a look and keep up with all their friends' updates, but not be sucked in to the place we know and call as Reels that allows us to be like watching hours upon hours of our life drain away as we doom scroll to the next Reel. And the most interesting part of doom scrolling is that if we were to ask ourselves what were the last 3 to 4 reels that we actually saw after having made it to the fourth one, we would be hard-pressed to remember. And so the maximalist philosophy says, oh, Instagram has some kind of benefit. It provides me the ability to check in with my friends every so often and see their stories. So I'm going to look at it for multiple hours in a day. Now, if we installed Instagram for the purpose of keeping up with our friends and ensuring that we get their updates on our regular life and we get their updates, does it matter if we watch Instagram for 30 minutes a week to pick up all the insights we need to keep up with them? Or do we need to look at it every single day? And that kind of defines the difference between this minimalist and maximalist philosophy. And so one interesting tidbit that I've used with this philosophy that I read about in this book is that I'm not applying it only to my digital life. I'm also applying this to my regular life, where we take a look at the amount of people we surround ourselves around and even the tasks and to-dos we surround ourselves with. If something has a little bit of benefit, the maximalist philosophy asks us to have this person in our life or do this to-do thing or make this change happen because it has a little bit of benefit. However, the minimalist says, oh, does this person also have a quote-unquote emotional cost? Where people like emotional vampires who kind of suck the life out of us and suck the emotions out of us and drain us of our creativity may have some level of benefit. But a minimalist takes a look at the costs and the benefits and picks and chooses who to have in their life and what tasks to accomplish. Stoic philosophy asks us to live with intention, clarity, and self-discipline. And our digital lives have none of those. And it's not usually that it's just one app that usually causes us to kind of disintegrate our attention, disintegrate our time, and watch everything melt away. It's rather the overall impact of having multiple digital distractions that pull at our attention and manipulate us to whatever the end user wants to be seen. Or rather, a better way of putting it is, it makes us kind of manipulated to whatever the corporations want us, the end user, to see. And so it's not that it's just Instagram or it's just Facebook or it's just Twitter that causes a problem. It's the amalgamation of all of these apps together that causes us to have almost a nervous habit where if we have 1/2 second of boredom, we open our phone and open to one of these apps and scroll up and down and wait for something new to show up. And so let's take Reddit as another example. There are many pages on Reddit that have self-help tips, that have life hacks, that have like beneficial kind of content that will help us in our daily lives potentially. The maximalist says, oh, Reddit's good. So let me look at it for 2 hours every single day because maybe I can find one or two tips that may change my life about 0.01%. The minimalist might do something where they take the app Reddit, have 5 to 6 pages that he's curated as quote-unquote good content, and then maybe like for 30 minutes every single week, or maybe an hour every single week, he filters Reddit to the top of the week, say self-help hacks or kind of life hacks, and then reads those top like 10 to 15. In one case, one person has spent about 10 hours of their life looking through hacks, maybe finding one or two more than the minimalist who has spent 30 minutes to an hour per week with a kind of solidified set of top-rated hacks or productivity hacks as well. And so what I'm trying to get at with this is that the Stoics taught us to focus on what we can control, and our attention is one of our most important assets in line with this idea of our limited time in this world. And in a digital world, our attention is put up for sale. Our attention makes us the product of all corporations that try to sell us ads on Instagram. If you scroll through 5-6 reels, the next reel you will find will more than likely be an ad related to maybe some of the searches you've made on Google over the last few weeks, or even the reels you spent a little bit of extra time on. For example, when I gave myself, say, 30 minutes to look at Instagram this last week, and I was like doing the doom scroll for like 20 minutes, what I kept finding were a bunch of Notion templates because I was looking into Notion as a dashboard structure for my own life. And virtually every other reel had something to do with Notion. And I had to click the link and see if it was something important or valuable to me. And so even myself is someone who is constantly besieged by social media and is quote unquote taken advantage of by all these corporations with their attempts to destabilize your attention, make you the product, and sell you something that will make corporations that advertise on Instagram money. And if you consider how we're being used as products, shouldn't that give you almost a feeling of disgust over being used as a product to make corporations money? In the end, these tools that we use, these good intentions we had, of on Facebook or Instagram, checking up on our friend statuses, or on Reddit, looking for maybe a tip or two, ends up undermining the values that made them appealing initially. All the reels we spend our time on, all the quote-unquote conversations we have with friends, which is just sending them reels, kind of removes the very nature of checking up on our friends and staying in touch with all of them. And what happens then is we create this kind of emotional landscape that has both the benefits of platforms like Instagram, where you can see someone's story and see that they're at a cafe you tried once and maybe you're going to add it to your list to go back again. But it also provides a kind of sadness as to how much of your time is taken up. All those creative pursuits you may have wanted to do are all negated by these apps that take your attention and sell you as a product. And remember, there is no such thing as a free lunch. If you're not being sold anything, then you are the product. And so what happens with this digital distraction is that we get mental fragmentation, reduced focus, and overall anxiety. And our relationships become very shallow in the sense that all these constant scrolling, liking posts makes us feel like we're kind of providing emotional support to our friends in this idea of evolutionary tribalism. But in the end, all you're doing is just liking someone's post and giving them a little shot of dopamine. And that's the extent of your shallow relationship. So now that we kind of understand what this idea of a digital overload is, the idea of digital minimalism and the very nature of all of the issues that it can have, Cal Newport kind of recommends three principles in order to ensure that we stick to this philosophy of digital minimalism and provide us context as to why it's such a valuable way to live our lives. So principle one of his is clutter is costly. So digital minimalists kind of look at all of the apps, all of the devices, all of the services that they have into one smartphone. And if they just think about the amount of times you can spend spiraling through 6 or 7 different apps, it's very easy to illustrate and see the negative costs that outweigh the small benefits that each service might offer. So when you look at clutter as costly, we have to consider that the cost is not paid in money, but it's paid in our time. It's paid in the acquired ADHD we almost acquire over time. And it's paid in the attention and services we provide to corporations that keep making money. So when we look at this principle one, our initial instinct should be, how do we declutter our phone? There's always a Marie Kondo's kind of book on the physical decluttering of your entire life and staying organized. But what's almost more important is digital decluttering, which is removing all of these apps and services that don't serve you, not from a maximalist philosophy, but from a minimalist philosophy, and having a core set of apps that you will use and have overall functionality for your regular life. And so the next principle, which kind of leads in from the sentences I spoke about previously, is optimization is important. So you can take a look at a technology or a service and see that it supports a kind of value that you have. However, each of these kind of technologies and services also carries in it an implicit cost. And so you want to balance this maximum benefit you get with the minimizing of your cost that you're going to pay. And so as a result, optimization is important. And tech companies don't like this idea of optimization because optimization makes you go from someone who spends 3 hours a day on TikTok, Instagram, Reddit, Twitter, whatever service you may call it, to 30 minutes per week. And so remember this idea of too many cooks in the kitchen, but apply to digital minimalism. Diminishing returns from a technology is kind of what we want to look at all of our services with, the eyes with. The more we engage with certain technologies and the more we allow them to take up our lives, the less value that we really get from them. Even if we find a reel that gives us a shot of dopamine from being funny that you can send to a friend that's relatable to you, or may it be that third self-help tip that you got that you're probably going to forget 2 days from now when you find the next scroll on Instagram or Reddit. So optimization is important because it allows you to extract the maximum value from any service you get, but minimizing your overall cost that you have to pay. And then finally, intentionality is satisfying. So something that we may feel is a little bit of a drag. Every single time we kind of look into a social media app for 1 hour, we feel this kind of amnesia. where we forget the entire world around us exists and we simply are located with our screens looking at a device and nothing else in our lives. So, counter to that, a minimalist will find deep satisfaction in the intentionality of their technology use, making themselves a master of their devices, and making thoughtful choices instead of having decisions made for them. And so, this is obviously way easier said than done. It is very, very difficult for us, especially in this day and age, to have moments of boredom and then stay bored, because there are so many things that can grab at our attention. May it be an app, may it be a book, may it be something. But the very nature of being present is very difficult in this day and age. And why digital minimalism is such a good philosophy for this is that it requires us, or makes us, be intentional with the technology use, giving us a lot more time to pursue projects, to pursue self-reflection, to pursue just simply thinking and being present. That it makes it all the more worth it than giving into another hour of doom scrolling. So, even when you think about this idea of mastery and this idea of a tool, how would you feel if you were to cede control to someone else to decide every single piece of your life and every single way you're supposed to live it, or even like 3 to 4 hours of a day you're under someone else's whip or someone else's kind of like control? You wouldn't want that, right? Because the very nature of our lives are our independence, our autonomy, and our self-mastery. And so if we have this principle in mind and this kind of like rejection of any other person's kind of control, why do we cede our control so much to a device that is intended to control us? Why is it that we choose to spend so many hours looking for some level of benefit from a service? What are we trying to hide from? What are we trying to numb? The Stoics speak about this idea of guarding our gates of attention. It is super important that we only focus on stimuli that we want to give attention to. We have every ability to spend so much time spinning through the gates, going down rabbit holes and finding things that may be of use to us one time, 10 years in the future. But it's even more important to intentionally choose the technologies, the services, and our time to best support our endeavors and make sure we take the maximum benefits from everything that we do. So, some questions for reflection before we go into future episodes that will discuss more about rebuilding a philosophy are maybe to ask yourself, what digital habits no longer serve you? When was the last time you spent with thoughts in your own head? And what would your life look like if you just reclaim 30 minutes a day? All that time you say you don't have. If you were to put away your phone or lock it away in a lockbox like one that I have, how would your life look? And so overall, my challenge to you listeners is to try one intentional change with your phone or your device to maybe uninstall a couple apps, or to have a book on hand, or the last option would be to even ask yourself or draw out all the services you're using and ask yourself, what benefits do each of these provide to me and how long do I need to achieve said benefit? Thank you so much for listening to this episode on the idea of digital minimalism. How your phone must be something that serves you, not enslaves you. And how you can work through Cal Newport's 3 principles to find, figure, and illustrate your journey forward to ensure that you do not be manipulated by apps that should hold no control over you. The Stoics taught us to focus only on what we can control, and that means mastering our attention, controlling our attention, ensuring that nothing has any hold over us more than we give it. And the benefits you will see will accumulate much more rapidly than it may seem. There is nothing more valuable than time in our short lives, and to give it up to a service that is intended to hook you into it seems counterintuitive. Thank you so much for listening. If you'd like to hear more content, feel free to drop me a follow at Stoic Spirituality on TikTok, YouTube, and Instagram. Feel free to subscribe to this podcast on whichever platform you're listening to on. Thank you so much for listening, and see you guys next time.